The reading opens with questions about the identity of the Messiah. John the Baptist insists that he is not the Messiah. Instead, he points ahead to one who is coming. And whether the voice of God was heard by all or only by Jesus, God settles the matter. Jesus is God's beloved Son. The Holy Gospel for the baptism of our Lord is recorded in the Gospel of St. Luke, the third chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. As the people were filled with expectation, and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John, whether he might be the Messiah, John answered all of them by saying, "I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I is coming. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his granary. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." Now when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, the heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." The Gospel of the Lord. Well, dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, my name is Lee. It is a simple name. It means the side of a hill. So isn't that exciting to have a name like Lee? What does your name mean? Oh, the side of a hill. It's a pretty simple name, and I didn't realize till I was probably in fifth or sixth grade why I had such a simple name, Lee. My father, his first name, Howard. His middle name, Forrest, F-O-R-R-E-S-T. Last name, of course, Herberg. Growing up in Divide County in Plummer Township, he went to a rural school, Whitaker No. 4. And guess what? Everybody in school called him Trees. He hated that name. But it stuck. Even when my folks would go up to Crosby for school reunions, kids he went to school with, now grown up, said, "Hey, Trees, how are you?" The name stuck with him. So he did not want me to have a name which would in any way turn into a nickname. So that's why I got that simple name, Lee. Now, my mother had other ideas. My mom was a big buff of old movies, especially movies from the 30s and 40s. She especially liked the clothing that the actors and actresses wore in those movies. And the most famous designer in the 30s and 40s was Adrian, A-D-R-I-A-N. My mom wanted me to be named Adrian. Well, that was not going to fly. But in a way, I think my mom did kind of get her way, because my middle name is Brian, B-R-I-A-N. And in there, you can see Adrian, A-D-R-I-A-N. So in a way, that name kind of got into my middle name. So what's the point of all this? Made no difference having a simple name. I had nicknames all through school. I was either Lee B, Leo, Herbie. Those were my names all through school. Then when I got out of school, I thought, well, now I will have my name and it'll stick. Made no difference. I have new names all the time. My daughter right now is at home for this particular rotation in med school, studying downstairs. And for some reason, she thinks my name is Jeeves.
She'll call on the landline. She's downstairs studying. I answer the phone. "Hello, Jeeves. Could you bring me a Diet Coke and some ice?" So I'm Jeeves. Then for the past couple weeks, I think she's been studying too hard, losing touch of reality. Now when she comes up for supper, she comes upstairs with this southern accent. "Well, hey, Leroy, what's for supper?" So now I'm Leroy and Jeeves. So you'd think, with all that going on, here I would be safe. Nope. When I first started here, I became known as Cone Boy because I'd put the cones out when we had funerals. So I was Cone Boy. Then we were between custodians for a while, so I would mop the floor out here. So then I became Bucket Boy. So I was Cone Boy, then I was Bucket Boy. But most of the time, I'm known either as Leapin' Lee or Buckaroo. And now I've got a new name, Puddin'. So who knows? Who knows what my name is anymore? Let's land there for a moment. Who are we really? What is our name? I know I myself envy people that have what I call famous names, or names with status, or names with power. I envy those kinds of names, especially when you're named after a side of a hill. But who am I? Who am I really? Who are any of us really? Today is the baptism of our Lord, where Jesus comes up out of the water, and as Jesus is praying, the heavens open and he is given a name. "You are my son, the beloved. In you I am well pleased." What a name, beloved. That is the warmest name ever. What does beloved mean? It means you're cherished. You're precious. You're of value that is priceless. And guess what? That's your name and my name at our core. We have a God who comes to us in Christ, fulfilling what the prophets of old said, like in Isaiah, in our text today, "I have chosen you. I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine." We belong to something greater than ourselves. We belong to a loving God in Christ who has come, claimed us, and called us beloved. So you and I, no matter where we are with our own name in our own life, we have at our core this common name, beloved. Whenever we feel alone or cold, we're beloved. We are kept and blessed, and that cannot be taken away from us. As Pastor Mary Lou was saying, this whole month we will be looking at baptism, our baptism, the fact that we're claimed. And our text this morning, our gospel text, opened with the words, "And the people were in expectation." We have families at Trinity right now that are in expectation. waiting for a new birth, a new life to come and be loved by them. And so on the 23rd of January, on Sunday at 9:30, we are going to have a pre-baptism class for parents who are in expectation right now, or maybe parents who have a new child in their household who is still waiting to become beloved. We will have a class for them on the 23rd. And then on the 30th, we will have a baptism anniversary party for all of those who were baptized here at Trinity in 2021. We're going to get together. We will hear everybody's name and how they got that name. But together we will celebrate how we are all in common given this new name, Beloved, as we celebrate that gift that comes to you and I today. I'm kind of glad I have some of those nicknames. Makes me keep wanting to get up in the morning. See what I'm going to be called that day. Who knows? But I know one name that will always stay with me from cradle to grave. Beloved, in you I am well pleased. And that is a word for all of us. Thanks be to God. Amen.